Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for the study in the Word of God. I just give God all praise and reverence because he is my life. And to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to each one of you, I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today for our study in the Word of God. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion so that we can get in the Word of God. We've been off for over a week now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Amen. God is just an awesome God. We're going to be reading from Psalms 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou stated in the throne judgment right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thy enemy, destruction are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, and a refuge in a time of trouble. I have just read you from Psalms 9, the first nine verses, Psalms 9, chapter 9. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Now we're going to have a song and we're going to pray.
Thank you.
Come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. Father, we come first of all asking you to bind the strong man. Father, we bind up the strong man from our lives on tonight. We bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, and every demon, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is counsel today. In the name of Jesus, we come today, Lord, asking you to open up our understanding, God, to your word, Lord. Open up our minds today. In the name of Jesus, open up our hearts, God, that we may receive your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, move me from myself, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that you may teach us, that the Holy Ghost may teach us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you today. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, those that's members of this congregation. Lord, I ask you today, God, in the name of Jesus, to just cover them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, cover them today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless us. Lord, that we may understand your word today. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 And thank and praise God on tonight. We just give God all praise and glory tonight. And we just magnify your holy name on tonight. And we give God praise. We give him glory today. God is an awesome, awesome good God. We're going to get ready to go to Exodus chapter 29. Exodus 29. And I'm going to start reading from there. Mm-hmm. Amen. And this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them, to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, and cakes unleavened bread, tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil of wheaten flour, shall thou make them, and thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them to the in the basket with the bullock and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shalt wash them with water. And thou shalt take the garment and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. Excuse me. And thou shalt bring his sons and put coats upon them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his son, and put the bonnet up on them, and the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute, and thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his son, and thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock, and thou shalt kill the bullock before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And thou shalt take the blood of the bullock and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And thou shalt take all the fat that covered the inward, and the cull that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. Put the flesh of the bullock and his skin and his dung shall thou burn with fire without the camp. It is a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram, and thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take his blood and sprinkle it around upon the altar. And thou shalt cut the ram in pieces, and the inwards of him and his legs, and put them unto his pieces and unto his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar, and it is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Then thou shalt kill the ram and take of his blood and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his son, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of the right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar around and about. And thou shalt take the blood that is upon the altar and of the anointing oil and sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and upon the garments of his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed, and his garments and his sons and his sons' garments with him. Also thou shalt take the ram, thou shalt take of the ram the fat and the rump that covered the inwards, and the cool above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration, and one loaf of bread, and one cake of oil bread, and one water out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them for the wave offering before the Lord, and thou shalt receive them of their hands and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thy part. And thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved and which is heaved up of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is of it, which is for Aaron, and that which is for his sons. And it shall be Aaron and his sons by the statute forever from the children of Israel, for it is a heave offering. And it shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offering, even their heave offering unto the Lord. And the holy garment of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, to be consecrated in them. And that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister to the holy place. And thou shalt take the ram of the consecration, and sear his flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his son shall eat the flesh of the ram, and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made to consecrate and to sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. And if aught of the flesh of the consecration or the bread remain unto the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. And thus shalt thou do unto Aaron and to his sons according to all things which I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them, and thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering for atonement, and thou shalt cleanse the altar when thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and it shall be an altar most holy, where whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Now this is that which thou shalt offer up on the altar: 2 lambs of the first year, day by day continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, the other lamb thou shalt offer at eve, and with the one lamb a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at eve, and thou shalt do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generation at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. And I am the Lord their God. Chapter 30. And thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon of shittim wood, shalt thou make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and the cubit the breadth thereof, four square shall it be, and two cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be the same, and thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof and the sides thereof, rounding about, and the horns thereof. And thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold rounding about, and two golden rings shalt thou make to it under the crown of it by the two corners thereof. Upon the two sides of it shalt thou make it, and they shall be for places for the staff to bear it withal. And thou shalt make the staffs of shittim wood and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereof sweet incense every morning. When he dresses the lamp, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at eve, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifices, nor meat offerings, neither shall you pour drink offerings thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year, with the blood of the sin offering of atonement once in the year, shall he make atonement upon it thereof throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom soul unto the Lord. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them, this they shall give, everyone that passes among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. A half shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Everyone that passes among them that are numbered for 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And thou shalt take the atonement money to the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet, their reek. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offerings made by fire unto the Lord. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not. And it shall be a statute for ever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generation. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thou also unto the principal spices of pure myrrh 500 shekels, and to sweet cinnamon half so much, even 250 shekels, and to the sweet calamus 250 shekels, and of cassia 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil of olive oil a hin. And thou shalt make it in oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the hypocrisy. That's not what that is. The art of the I guess it might be a papaya. I'm trying to say everything except for hypocrisy, and that's probably what it is. It shall be a holy anointing oil. I'm going to have to look that word up so I can pronounce it right. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick, and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offerings with all his vessels, and the laver, and his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever touches them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generation. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compounded any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto these sweet spices, Stacte and on Yakiah and Gale Banam, these sweet spices with pure frankincense of each shall there be like weight, and be a like weight. And thou shalt make a perfume, a confession after the art of the apothecary. Tempered together, pure and holy, and thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put it before a testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume, as for the perfume thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto the holy for the Lord. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that, to smell thereto, shall even be cut off from his people. Amen. That was some long reading right there. Amen. But it was good. So we're going to start in chapter 29 with the question. Okay. What were some of the items used to consecrate Aaron and his son? What were some of the items used to consecrate Aaron, which is the priest, and his son? Does anybody know any?
Did they use a bullock?
Yeah, they use a young bull And what else? They used a young bull. They used a young bull, two rams without blemish, unleavened and bred. They used the cakes and the waffles and the anointing oil. That's what they used, some of the items used to consecrate Aaron and his sons. Where was the blood of the young bull used? Where was it used?
On their head, on their right thumb, and their right big toe?
No. That was the oil. That was the oil. But this is the... What was the blood of the young bull used? Some of it was used on the horn of the altar. And I think that's in verse 12. Let me see. Yeah. That's in verse 12. And thou shalt take the blood of the bullock and put it upon the horn of the altar with thy finger and pour all the blood besides the bottom of the altar. Okay. What part of the bull was burned on the altar? That's in verse 13. What part of the bull was burned on the altar? It says, the Bible says,
the two kidneys and the fat.
The wee baby, yep. The liver, the kidneys. Yep. And what was done with the rest of the bull? It was burned outside the camp as a sin offering.
The skin and the dung.
Yeah, that stuff was burned outside the camp, because I guess it was dung and all that kind of stuff. So they didn't want it in the camp, but they burned it for a sin offering though. Okay. What was done with the blood of the first ram? What was done with the blood? And that's in verse 16. Thou shalt take his blood. And they sprinkled it around about upon the altar. What was done with the rest of the ram? 17, 18.
It says, thou shalt cut the ram in pieces and wash the innards of him and his legs and put them unto his pieces and unto his head, and thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. And it is a burnt offering unto the Lord.
Keep going. That's right. Well, it is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. That's right. That's right. Verse 5, what was done with the blood of the second ram? Ooh. And this is a... Verse 20, I think.
Yep. Then shalt thou kill the ram and take of his blood and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons and upon the thumb of their right hand and upon the great toe of their right foot and sprinkle the blood upon the altar around about
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt take. Keep going.
What part of the ram was used as a wave offering? What part of the ram was used as... I think that's in 22 and 24, something like that. Let me read it. I'll read it for you. I know you can't read. Also, thou shalt take of the ram the fat and the rump that covered the inward, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration, and one loaf of bread, and one cake of oil bread, and one wafer out of the basket of unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And thou shalt put it all in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. So that was the parts that they used for a wave offering. What else was used with the wave offering? Let me see. I think it was the unleavened bread.
Is that in verse 26? And thou shalt take the bread of the ram of Aaron's consecration, wave before a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thy part. And thou shalt sanctify the bread of the wave offering.
Yep.
And the shoulder of the heave offering, which is wave, and which is up, is heaved up of the realm of the consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his son.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was done with the flesh of the second ram? That's in 31 and 32. 31 and 32, and it says, thou shalt take the ram of the consecration, and seeth his flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram, and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Man, this is really, really, really deep stuff. But this is the consecration of the priest to minister unto the Lord. This is all what Aaron had to do with his son, and they did stuff for Aaron them too. They sure did.
Apostle, I got a quick question. Why didn't Moses have to do it too?
Because Moses wasn't a priest. The Levites, let me see, Aaron them. It's the only ones, I think the Levites are the priests. They are the only ones that could be priests. Moses couldn't be no priest, but it was Aaron and his son. And see, when something happened to Aaron, then his son take it up. Mm-hmm. So the Levite, tribe of Levites. And they were the priests of God. They ministered to the Lord. They was the only ones that could go into that tabernacle, into the congregation, because you heard what God said. They would die if they didn't wash up. Their hands and their feet, they was going to die if they come up in there. So they, it was a privilege and an honor to be a priest and stuff, but you had to be right. When I tell you, you had to be right. And we're going to get on down into some more chapters, books, because these boys ain't going to stay right. And you're going to see what happened to them. Mm-hmm. Because we're human. You know, we're human. We may be priests. We may be pastors. We may be bishops. We may be apostles. But we're human. And back then, they had all these sin offerings and all this kind of stuff. But God still was killing them. So he needed more. He needed more. The blood of animals could not be an offering after a while. But I don't want to go too deep in that because I want you to see it. When it come on, I want you all to see it. And when it comes, because it's going to come, because he's going to need more than the blood of bulls and lambs and rams for our sin offering. And that's why he offered up his son. Because these things couldn't pay, because them people was falling dead and he was killing people and all that. You know, it just wasn't enough for him. It just was not enough. Mm-hmm. So it says, verse 6, what was the daily offering that had to be done through all generations? That's in verse 38 and 39. It says, now this is that which thou shalt offer unto upon the altar, two lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at eve. That's what they had to do every day, all through the generations, not just to stop now, but on, you know. So let's go on to chapter 30, because we got 15 minutes, I think. What was the size of the altar of incense? And that's in verse 7, I think. No, verse 6. Oh, it's not even verse 2. It tells how large it was. What was the size of the altar of incense? It's in the second verse.
A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof. Four square shall it be, and two cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same. A dog.
Amen. Amen. Where was it placed? Where was it placed? Where was it placed? That's in verse 6. The altar of incense. Where was it placed? In verse 6.
Was it on the side?
Let's see.
On the side?
And also for the veil that is by the ark of the testimony before the mercy seat. That is over the testimony. Let me see. And thou shalt put it before the veil. It had to be in front of the veil. That's where they placed the altar of incense. They put it in front of this curtain, this veil that they had up in the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. How often was it used? How often did they use it? That's in the next verse, chapter 7. I mean, verse 7. How often was it used?
Every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every
and thou shalt burn thereon sweet incense every morning. When he dresses the lamp, he shall burn incense upon it.
Mm-hmm. What was the atonement money? What was the atonement money in verse 2? Wait a minute. What was the atonement money? That was in verse 14. The atonement money, what was it? It says everyone that passes among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord. That was the atoning money. So everybody, let me see. And they would have to pay a half a shekel to the Lord. Everyone that's 20 years old and older would pay a half a shekel to the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Give them.
Mm-mm. For what was it used? For what was it used? That's a 16. It's in verse 16. It was used for the service of the tabernacle meeting. That's what the money was, the offering was used for, the atonement money for the service. Okay. How was the bronze basin or a laver to be used? That's in verse 3. No, that's in verse 20. How was the bronze basin or laver to be used in verse 20?
It's not 18. It's not verse 18.
Let me see. It might be.
No. It says, thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal, or withal, and thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein.
Okay, and then, you know, when they go, like I was telling you before, when they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water that they die not. Or when they come near to the altar to minister to burn offerings made by fire unto the Lord. And so if they didn't wash up before they went in the tabernacle, they would die. God would just, he wasn't playing. Believe me, he wasn't. Where was it placed? It was placed, I guess, in the, it was placed, and that's in verse 18. It was placed between the tabernacle of meetings and the altar. That's where that brass basin was placed at. Mm-hmm. So, how was the holy oil used? How was the holy oil used? Let me see. I think it's 26. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick, and all his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offerings with all his vessels, and the laver, and his foot. And thou shalt, okay. It says, how was the holy oil used? So they used it to anoint all of those things I just read. Mm-hmm. It was used to anoint all those things. Okay, and B says, who formulated the oil? Who made this oil? Who told them how to put stuff in this oil? And that's verse 22. It says, moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thee also unto the principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and sweet cinnamon has so much, even to 150 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of castor, 500 shekels after the shepherds of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive oil, a hin. So he was telling them, God was, how to make this anointing oil. It was God that made this anointing oil. And folks these days don't put all that stuff in anointing oil. They just take some olive oil and bless it. How else was the oil used? How else was this oil to be used? He didn't want them to use it nowhere else. He didn't want this oil used nowhere else. Let me see. He didn't want to use nowhere else. Okay, verse 5. Question 5. How was the incense used? And that's in verse 36. The incense. How was they used?
You said verse 36. And thou shalt beat some of it very small and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy.
And we know it says who formulated this incense? It was God himself. And could it be used for anything else? No. Because he did this. And he did this for his tabernacle, for the congregation. He did this for the priesthood. No one else could do this but God. And it was for Aaron now. It was for his priests so that they can minister to him and can offer up offerings and sacrifices and atonements for us, for the people, for the children of Israel. So if they didn't do that, half of them would be dead. But he gave them an opportunity to do that. Most priests, and a lot of times I've seen this at consecrations and stuff, bishops and stuff like that, when they consecrate, and a lot of them do it and a lot of them don't, they take the anointing oil and anoint their head, anoint their right ear, their thumb, and their big toe, their right big toe. I do it a whole lot to myself, especially before I pray or go in the presence of God. I always anoint myself. I anoint my ear, right ear, and my thumb and my big toe before I go before the Lord, because I know that I'm in a leadership position. I'm not going to say I'm a priest, but I'm in a leadership position with the Lord, and I try to go by the word of God when I do stuff. If we live by this word, because there's nothing new under the sun, God will be very pleased with us if we just live by the word of God. So this was real deep and confusing to some, but it's, you know, if you just look at it, because once we go back through the word of God again, because we're going back through this stuff, we're going to keep going over it. This is going to be our Bible study, the Bible. And once we go back over it again, after we get out of this and go into the next book, we're going to know a whole lot more. It'll tell us a whole lot more. We're going into the next book real soon, because I think this just got 40 chapters to it, and we on 30. and we're going to take three or four chapters at a time, at least two or three, because they only have two or three questions to them. So, and we'll be through by the July the 1st. So I'm going to send the next, the copy of the next ones to you all. But this was very interesting, and I have read it many, many times. But to me, a priest is just like a pastor or apostle or a bishop or even a prophet. Even sometimes I can think of it even as a prayer warrior, intercessor, because intercessors and prayer warriors, they go before the Lord for people, you know, to pray that God have mercy on them in their sins and stuff like that. That's the same thing the priest does. So when we go before the Lord, before his presence, that's why I say you cannot go before God any kind of way, because he'll kill you. People don't think he will. Let me tell you something. He don't play. Oh, you just trying to scare people. No, I'm not. I'm telling them the truth in the word of God. If they come in there and they have not washed their hands and their feet, they dead. It's in this word. I ain't just saying it. It's right here in the book. God does not play. And I'm telling you, he used to wink at man ignorant. He's not winking anymore. He's not. He wants us to come clean in our lives and in our hearts, in our minds and in our spirit. He wants us to wash ourselves before we call ourselves coming to before him. We just could have just got through cussing somebody out. You know what I'm saying? We gotta wash ourselves, our spirit man. Ask God to forgive us so he can, and repent so he can remove that. And then you go before the Lord. Don't cuss somebody in, bow down on your knees. No, because God will turn his nose from you. He wanted like a sweet savor, a sweet smell to his nostrils. That's what God wants. So I really enjoyed that. I really did, because it was just a blessing, because I studied this stuff and studied it many times, and you're probably going to study it again, I'm sure, and it still has the same meaning to me. Mm-hmm. It still means the same. You can't go before God in any kind of way, and he'll tell you how to do things. And see, back then, they was having perfume back then, putting it in anointing oil. I have bought anointing oil from people that had that kind of stuff in it. But he's saying you can't make this. You can't make it. This is what the word of God says. You cannot make this stuff. That's why I just buy the olive oil and bless it. Because I ain't trying to stir all what he put in it. If some people put that stuff in that anointing oil, I bet I don't. Because the word of God said not to. That he didn't want you to. So supposing you go somewhere and somebody pray for you, lay hands on you, anoint you with that anointing oil, with that stuff in it. God said, don't do it. He sure said, don't do it. And you know, you better just get you some anointing oil and bless it. That's all I can say. Amen. Do we have any questions or comments or anything before we get ready to close out?
I got a question.
Really good. Okay.
So with the incense, it I believe it said don't do that no more too, so we not burn incense.
The incense.
Yes, ma'am.
The incense. I don't like burning them either, because people use those incense for different things. They use them for different things. We're not supposed, I don't burn them. I just say that. It's a lot of people burn them to make the house smell good or make the car smell good. I don't burn them. I just don't burn them. And maybe he's talking about in the congregation, in the church, or in the tabernacle, whatever, the Lord God. But I just don't burn them, period. I mean, it's a lot of them smell good. I just don't burn them. I don't know, because different people burn them from different reasons, you know. Anybody else have any questions before we close out? Comments? Amen. Well, we just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. And I thank each one of you for joining in on tonight. I give God praise for you. And Father, we just thank you for each one of them. I ask you to keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them wherever they are, God, wherever they go, Father. I ask you tonight to protect and guide them, lead and guide them, God, even in their sleep, where they sleep, when they sleep at night, God. Cover them, God, in the name of Jesus, and bless the entire men and women of war, global ministries, the life support outreach church, and the prayer room ministry. Bless everybody on this earth. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. Go in peace. I will see you right back here Thursday night. God bless you, but I will be on Facebook Live in the morning. God bless you all. Have a good night. I love you.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
God bless.
Love you.
God bless. Love you too. God bless. Love you too. God bless you.